Hello, this is Grant from Bank of Cardiff.
Hey Grant, Jeff Schubert.
Hey Jeff, how's it going? I'm so glad you actually called.
Well, good. Well, you first then. I was just going to try to schedule an appointment with you and your manager, who I don't even know his name is yet. So, but good. You first.
Well, so I went to my boss and I was going over the contracts with him just to make sure that he approved of everything. I just had one more question on the contracts before I scan them and send them over. So I just was wondering where exactly you were explaining the renewals commission to me earlier, and I could see on new origination deals the where it states 12 points for the loans and whatnot, but I'm wondering if you could point out to the section in the contract where it talks about renewals and receiving 12 points on those renewals.
It doesn't. It just, I mean, it just says it would say net renewals in the renewal section if they were. If not, it's gross. And it's just, it doesn't need to be in there. Because we don't discount our renewals. It's full commission. Yeah, but it's kind of unstated. If we had to lower it, then we would have to say something. So we're going to pay you full commissions, and it's on gross renewals.
All
And
right.
it's kind of a default position. It would say net if it wasn't gross, because that's the way our agreements read. I know that's probably not the most logical thing, but no, we're all about paying our brokers as generously as possible.
Okay, awesome. So that was pretty much the only question that I wanted to get out of the way. It's just been kind of a whirlwind kind of day, so that's why it took me a while to get back to you and calling you. But yes, why don't we talk about dates that you're coming out?
Yeah, and let me get back one more thing, because there's one caveat. And I can put this in writing for you afterwards. We would pay you undiscounted renewals gross on our standard loan products and our line of credit, but on our preferred and our select, our low APR products, and I have to look at the agreement. I don't know if it'll even say that on renewals. It's paid on net, not gross. And whatever the fee, if it was 1.5 or 3 points, that's where you get paid. But those deals are so price sensitive, there's just not enough juice in them. So the only caveat is that it'd be net renewals on preferred and select, but on your standard, which you're going to be mostly doing those, it's on gross and it's full commissions both ways.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yep, that sounds good to me.
Okay, and if you could email me your boss's name and email address for future reference, even if I can't meet him, just so I've got it in my records. But I was looking. I'm going to be there on Monday, the 27th. And the 28th. And right now I'm starting south in San Diego, ended up in LA. So you guys get first call. What would be convenient? I'm flying in Sunday night, so I can meet with you, Monday morning or Monday afternoon or for lunch or whatever at this point. It's pretty open. Or Tuesday.
All right.
You want to get with him and just holler back at me. Just say, at this point it's wide open. If he wants to give me a couple, because I'm going to call some other folks. And if we have a conflict, we'll switch it around. But just give me a couple of times, and I'll try to work around your and his convenience.
Certainly. Okay. I'll go ahead and reach out to him and see if the 27th or the 28th would be better for him. Right now, at least for my schedule, I would imagine that the afternoon on Monday would probably be the best for at least myself.
Well, start there. Start there and see if that works for him, and I'll work around your schedule. I'm trying to.
Awesome.
So if you get back to me as soon as practical on that, because that's like scheduling a trip for a 4-day trip. So a lot of moving parts. And get that agreement back to me at your convenience, and we'll go from there. And if you need anything writing after that saying, it's non-discounted renewals. I mean, you may have even seen my ads out there, but that's what we say. The only caveats I get on the low APR products is net versus gross.
Okay, so other products, yeah.
Just the two, just the low APRs when we're all taking less yield. There's just not enough juice in it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Monday the 27th, in the afternoon, I will send you a
Interesting.
meeting request once I do get clarity on which of the days is better for my boss, and
Okay.
I'll get
And
it
what is
back.
his and what is his name?
It's Dean Lilkin.
Lilkin. Is it Lilkin?
No, it's not quite. It's LYULKIN, Lulkin.
LYU. Okay, got it.
Yeah, and so that's okay. that's his name, and I'll make sure to at least get his email over to you. I'll be doing most of the scheduling, but I will find out what works for best for him, and I look forward to speaking to you probably within the next couple days.
All right, that's great, Grant. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Bye.